Okay, let's begin the new Gemara. The Mishnah, in listing the Molochos, the Mishnah says that there's a Moloch of Kosher and a Moloch of Matir. In fact, the Gemara, Ayin Dala Mebeis, Kishira B'Mishkan Hecha Havoi, where was Kosher in the Mishkan? So Amarava, or Amaraba, Shekain Kosherim B'Yesedos Ohalem. Rabba or Rabba says that the kosher was that they tied the tents, which means the Mishkan, on the yesedos, on these pegs. They would stick pegs into the ground, Rashi writes, right? And then they would tie the curtains on those pegs, right? We mentioned that there is two opinions in Rashi about whether the yesedos were actually stuck into the ground or not, right? Rashi over here is assuming that the yesedos are stuck into the ground, and that would be how there is bona bekarka. Because if you don't say this, l'cha'ira, the entire Mishkan is going to be bona bekelim, unless you understand that a very large keli has a din of karka. This is all things that we mentioned in the past. But zok the Gemara, that the kosher is that they would tie the curtains of the Mishkan onto the yesedos. Amalei Abaye, and then they add Amalei Abaye. I'm adding Amalei Abaye because the Maharshal adds these words on the side of the Gemara. In the text, we don't have it. But Abaye asks, Hahu kosher amnas lahatihu. He asks, but what do you mean? That's not real kosher. That's kosher amnas lahatir, which Rashi understands is a chesaron, because it's not a kesher shel kayama. To be chaya for kosher, the Mishnah tells us on Kuf Yud Gimel, it has to be a kesher shel kayama, it has to be a permanent knot. If I tie the yerios to the yesedos, so what I'm really doing is I'm tying it, but I'm going to untie it when the Mishkan moves. So it's kosher amnas lahatir, it's not a kesher shel kayama. And if it's not a kesher shel kayama, I'm going to be potter, or it could even be heter gomor. But how could that be the melacha of kosher? Elo amar abaya, shekein erge yiriyo shenifsiko lahen nima kosher nosa. Abaya says a different thing. It's not because they're tying the Mishkan to the pegs. Rather, when they weave the curtains in the Mishkan, if one of the threads rips, they would tie it up. Amalei Rava, taratz the kosher, matir mayikul amemar. Where's the matir in this case? V'chi tema di misrimilei trei chuti kitri bahadei hadodi sharichad v'katrachad. If you're going to tell me that if you have two knots, one next to the other, you'll undo one and you'll leave the other one tied. I just explained that line in the Gemara according to Rashi. Taisus on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph has a Beyer of Rabbi Nuchananel that's slightly different. We'll get back to this next time we learn, but right now I just want to finish the Gemara. So Gemara says, "Well, Hashlef Neimelch Malchay, Hashlef Neimelch Basar Vedomin Osin Kain, Lef Neimelch Malchay Amloch Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Osin." You're not going to do that for a regular person. That's considered not Bekovedik to leave one tied and undo the other one. How would they do this, Hashem? El Amarava Vitim Rabbi Loi Shekin Sadi Chilazin Kosherin Umatirin. That the Malach of Kosher comes from when they would trap the Chilazon. So that Sadi Chilazin the Kosherin Umatirin. They'd have to tie the nets, and they'd tie and untie, etc. Adkan Divrei HaGemara. So for the next 2 days in Yetzer Hashem, we will go through this Gemara and try to analyze it. But the first issue I think we should analyze in this Gemara is the reason why the Gemara rejects Mahalach number one. Mahalach number one is that they tie the curtains onto the Yesedos. In fact, the Gemara, that can't be the Pshat, because that's Kosher Amnas Lahatir, which Rashi says is a Kesher She'enu Shel Kayama. Now, is it really Kesher She'enu Shel Kayama? Because the Mishkan is going to move later on, does that by definition make it Eino Shel Kayama? Our Gemara seems to assume, yes, it does, that it's a Kesher She'enu Shel Kayama. By the way, even though that's what they did in the Mishkan, but still, it's Kesher She'enu Shel Kayama, and you're going to be Potter, right? But is that true? Just because the Mishkan will move, does that make it halakhically impermanent? So this is a discussion in the Yerushalmi in a few different places. By the way, here are the Maariv Makomis. But Yerushalmi on Nun Beis Amid Beis, Bedafe HaYerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi on Nun Aleph Amid Beis, both discuss this issue. You see, Zakti Yerushalmi, Ma Binyin Haisa B'Mishkan. What was the bone in the Mishkan? And the Yerushalmi answers, Hayunosnin Krushim Agabe Adonim. Bone means that they put the krushim on the adonim, they put the wooden beams on top of the sockets, and that's kosher. Correctly, Yerushalmi, below l'sha'a haisa, wasn't that l'sha'a? It's temporary. And for the Yerushalmi, Amr Biosi, Mikev on Shahayu Chonim Venosim Api Hadibor, Kimi Shahi L'Olam. Since they move Api Hadibor, it's as if it's permanent. Rabbi Yossi in the Yerushalmi says that since the Mishkan only moved, as the Pasuk says, Api Hashem Yachanu, Valpi Hashem Yisau, the Mishkan moved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, time to move, guys, and then everyone have to pack up, right? And you have the Chatzaitra sounding, you have to pack up and go. Since it's done Alpi Hashem, so therefore, it's Kimi Shahaya La'olam. It's not considered temporary, Zakti Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yossi in the Yerushalmi is saying that if you do it Alpi Hashem, that means that you yourself would rather leave it here forever. But what can I do? The Rabbonu Shel Olam said, I have to move the Mishkan now. So therefore, it's Kimi Shehi La'olam. It's really permanent. So the binyan in the Mishkan was bone kavua because it's al pi hadibur. That's Reb Yossi in the Yerushalmi. I'm Reb Yossi be Reb Bone, but the next opinion in the Yerushalmi is Reb Yossi be Reb Bone says mekevon shehivtichan hakadosh baruch hu shehu machnisam la'aretz kimi shehi l'sha'a. Reb Yossi be Reb Bone says no. The bone in the Mishkan was binyan l'sha'a. Why? Because when I put that Mishkan up, when I erect the Mishkan, I know it's not going to stay here forever. Because I have a haftacha from the Ribbono Shel Olam that the Mishkan is going to be moved because we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, I know that this Mishkan that I built is not a permanent Mishkan. Okay, so there is a machlokes in the Yerushalmi as to whether bone is binyan la'olam or binyan l'sha'a. Do I assume because it's al pi Hashem, it's like bone la'olam? Or do I say, no, it's really bone l'sha'a, right? Because you know that you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael eventually. Then the Yerushalmi writes, Hada amara, binyan l'sha'a, binyan. Right? The conclusion of the Yerushalmi seems to be, like Rabbi Yossi Reb Bone, that binyan l'sha'a is binyan. Hada amra afilu min hatzad. Right? This also tells me that afilu min hatzad, it's not really bone in the sense of it's a prefab. The Mishkan was meant to fit into that the boards, the krushim, fit into the adonim. So even if I have a prefab structure, even if it's bone and atzad, I'm learning this Yerushalmi according to the Pnei Moshe, so that's also bone. Hada amara afilu nosan adabar acher, even if it's not on the ground mamish, it's on top of dabar acher, hada amara binyan agabe kelim is binyan. Right? And l'cha'ira, right, this next hada amra that binyan al-gabi kim is the same as binyan al-dabi acher, that these are binyan, and the Gemara answers, the Yerushalmi answers, adonim maybe has a din of kikarka. Ad kan dibehe Yerushalmi. So if I take this Yerushalmi, I have a few issues. One issue is binyan l'sha'a binyan? The first opinion of the Yerushalmi, Reb Yossi, says that binyan l'sha'a is not binyan. And in Or I, the Mishkan, the answer is that no, Mishkan is Api Hashem Yachanu, Api Hashem Yisau, it's binyan la'olam.
Rav Yosef Revbon says Binyan L'Sha'ah is Binyan. That seems to be the maskana of the Yerushalmi. That Binyan L'Sha'ah is Binyan. No? I just learned Yerushalmi with you. Nothing fancy. Now, the Zelber Yerushalmi appears on Nun Aleph Amid Beis B'Dafei Yerushalmi. Zakhti Yerushalmi Kishira Haisav Mishkan. Excuse me, Ma Kishira Haisav Mishkan Shayu Koshim Es HaMeisarim. The Kaisher in the Mishkan was that they would tie the strings to the Yesedos, apparently. Correct the Gemara of Amoma Shah Haisa. Amirab Yesa. Yesa is probably a Litvisha pronunciation of Yesi. Amirab Yesa, Mekevan Shayu Kone, Venosan Apina Dibar, Kimisha Mula Oilo. Amirab Yesa, Yeri, Mekevan Shadima, Hadfer, Vishim Apisa Laret, Kimisha Mula Shah. So the same exact machlokes in the Yerushalmi with respect to bona, where the bona l'sha'a is binyan, right? In the Yerushalmi, that's machlokes between the Yosi and the Yosi Rebon. In the Yerushalmi, with respect to kosher, you have the same machlokes. There it's a machlokes Reb Yesa and Reb Yosa, right? Same machlokes on the Aleph on the base and on the base on the base. Avkan, let's file it away. Our Gemara on the Ayin Dalar on the Beis L'cha'ayra, our Gemara is saying that you cannot be chayiv on Binyan L'Sha'ah, or you cannot be chayiv on Kosher L'Sha'ah. No, the Yerushal, the Gemara. Now we're back to Bavli. The Bavli says, how can you be chayiv if you're kosher but you say those ahalim? Isn't it kosher manas lahatir? And it's only l'sha'ah. Apparently the Bavli over here is going with opinion one in the Yerushalmi that it has to be binyan la'olam, or it has to be kosher la'olam. No? Even though we learned the Yerushalmi on nun beis on the beis, that sounded like the Iker opinion is that it even binyan l'sha'ah counts, but nonetheless, this Bavli seems to be assuming that it has to be bona la'olam or kosher la'olam. So far, so good. In the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, in Simin Ayin Beis, the Chasam Sofer decides to argue with the Noda Yehuda about the parasel. The parasol is what we would call in English a umbrella, a mitria, an umbrella. Are you allowed to open umbrellas on Shabbos and Yom Tov? The Noi de Yehud, I should say, says I'm choshish that there's an iser chatos if you open an umbrella on Shabbos. And the Chasam Sofer there in Simon Ayin Beis, the Chasam Sofer says, you know what? He disagrees. Chasam Sofer says that because it's only going to be binyan l'sha'ah, so therefore you're not going to be chayiv for bona. There's no iser ohel, which is a type of bona, on a umbrella, says the Chasam Sofer. Why?
There are three reasons
in the Chasam Sofer. The first reason relates to Binyan L'Sha'ah, which is the sugya that we're learning. He has other reasons that because it's an oihel that moves from place to place and is always held by a person, that's not called a standard ohel. And then he writes because the mechitzos don't reach the karka. Right, that's the third reason in the Chasam Sofer. But reason one in Chasam Sofer is the reason that's relevant for our sugya. Zok Chasam Sofer, I have a raya to my yisod from a Gemara on Lamed Aleph on the base. Let's turn to Lamed Aleph on the base. Lamed Aleph on the base in Shabbos. The Mishnah over there spoke about, we should know this Mishnah because we say it on Friday nights,
The Mishnah says that kechosal haner, kechosal hashemen. Let's say you extinguish a candle because you want to save the oil, no? Or you extinguish a candle because you want to save the candle itself. So zok the Mishnah, you're going to be chayiv. Reb Yosi poter b'kulan chutz min hapsila mipnei shehu osa pechem. Reb Yosi says that if it's kechas al hashemen, let's say, you're going to be potter. But if it's kechas al hapsila, if I want to save the wick, then I'm going to be chayiv mipnei shehu osa pechem. So frek the Gemara. What does Reb Yosi hold? Reb Yosi holds if I extinguish a candle to save the oil, I'm going to be potter. But if I extinguish a candle to save the wick, then I'm going to be chayiv. Frek the Gemara, what do you hold? Maman of Shach. Do you hold like Reb Yehuda, that Malach Hashem Tzvich al-Guf is chayiv? If that's the case, you should be chayiv even kechas al haner. Do you hold like Reb Shimon, that Malach Hashem Tzvich al-Guf is potter? If that's the case, you should be... Right, Malach Hashem Tzvich al-Guf is potter, so then even kechos al ha-psila should be potter. How come Rabbi Yosi makes a split between kechos al haner and kechos al psila? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi commands svirale. Who does Rabbi Yosi hold, like the Gemara? Rabbi Yosi commands svirale. Who does Rabbi Yosi hold like? Ik Rabbi Yehuda svirale, afil bahanach nami lechayev. Ik Rabbi Shimon svirale, psila nami lipater. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so then you should be chayev even kechas al haner. If you hold like Rabbi Shimon, you should even be pater kechas al psila. Amar ula. Because Reb Shimon holds that Malach Hashem Tzvich al-Guf is going to be potter, and if I extinguish the candle, because I want the psila, it's still Malach Hashem Tzvich al-Guf, I should still be potter. So So the Gemara answers, Amar Ula, la'olam k'Reb Yehuda svirilei, because sabar Reb Yosi sosa amanas livnos bimkomo hevis soser. Amanas Livnos shelo bimkomo lo hevisoser. Zak the Yerushal. Zak, in Yerushalmi mind. Zak the Gemara, right? That Reb Yosi holds like Reb Yehuda. Malacha she'in tzrichah l'gufa is going to be chayiv. But it has to be soser amanas livnos bimkomo. So if it is kichas al hapsila, I'm chayiv because the item that I extinguish will be done, will be reused, bim kaimai, I'm going to reuse the same wick, no? But if I extinguish the ner and I want to save the oil, so presumably what I'll do is I'll pour that oil somewhere else, I'll put a new candle in, so I'm not saving the same thing itself, and that's why I'm going to be potter. I'm pater kechos al haner. I'm chayiv kechos al hapsila. It has to be soser amanas livnos bimkomo. But soser amanas shelo livnos, amanas livnos shelo bimkomo, it's not soser. Good? Frak the Gemara, amar le rabba, michdei, kol milachos yalfinan lehu mimishkan. V'hasam seiser amenas livnos shelo bimkomohu. Frek the Gemara, we learn all malachos from the Mishkan. And by the Mishkan, it's soser amenas livnos shelo bimkomo. You knock down the Mishkan and you'll rebuild it somewhere else. How can you be chayiv? Amar lei, no. Shaini hasam d'chsev al pi Hashem yachanu. And therefore, it's kesoser amanas livnos bimkomo. Gemara Lav Aleph Amud Bet says that because of al pi Hashem yachanu, that creates a kevius, and that makes it like soser amanas livnos bimkomo. So I don't understand it.
Zuckbuch Sam Sefer, what do I see from this Gemara? Which opinion in the Yerushalmi is the Gemara Lamed Aleph adopting? The Gemara Lamed Aleph, however, is adopting the opinion number one in the Yerushalmi, no? The opinion that says that there's a kviyus that's established because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. Our Gemara, right, on Ayin Daled, is going with the other opinion of Yerushalmi. The opinion that says that, no, it doesn't matter what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you think, right? What you think is what matters.
So, the Chassam Sofer makes the following point. Zuck Chassam Sofer, from the Gemara on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, you see that only because it's Al Pi Hashem, that's what makes it a kviyos. If not, it would be bona that is not to be permanent or the like. Right? It would be binyan l'shan. You need permanent binyan. Just al pi Hashem makes a permanent binyan. Therefore, not permanent binyan is going to be potter. Right? And therefore, the parasol, says Chassam Sofer, is going to be okay. The umbrella is going to be okay. But let's chazer iver. 1 second, right? Let's just put this into perspective. Two opinions in Yerushalmi. Do I take Al Pi Hashem to establish Kaviyos or not? First opinion Yerushalmi says, Al Pi Hashem establishes Kaviyos. Gemara in Bavli, Laman Aleph on the base, just quotes the first opinion in Yerushalmi. Second opinion Yerushalmi says, no. You're going to be chayiv even though it's L'shah, right? And Al Pi Hashem does not establish Kivius. The Gemara on Ayin Daled is assuming that Al Pi Hashem does not establish Kivius.
So we have a stira in the Bavli as to which opinion I accept in the Yerushalmi. Right? Again, the Chassam Sofer says, I can prove from Bavli Alam and Aleph on the Beit that Binyan Lishaa is not Binyan. Right? The problem is, whoa. But the Gemara Ayin Daled on the basis of Ha'ora is more in line with the other opinion in the Yerushalmi. Now, this, of course, creates a problem. So far, so good? So there are two ways that I'm aware of dealing with this problem. Two mahalakim. Do we accept the first opinion in Yerushalmi or the second opinion in Yerushalmi? The first mahalach that I have to deal with this is in our dear beloved friend, the Shavisas HaShabbos. The Shavisas HaShabbos. It's found on page 8 in the Sefer Shavisas HaShabbos. We talk about the dinim of Malacha She'ena Lakiyum, Eis Aleph. It's mamish right at the beginning of the Shavisas HaShabbos. He talks about, again, right, this is a global, bigger question as to what's considered lekiyum on Shabbos. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, does that by definition mean that it's permanent or not? Right? That's two opinions in Yerushalmi. It seems to be a machlokes hasugyos in the Bavli, which opinion in Yerushalmi we accept. That's something we have to talk about. So the answer that the Shavisas HaShabbos tainis. Is that the Gemara, Shavisas HaShabbos, personal defense on the Yehuda. He says, Talmud Didan, Ayin Daled on the Beis, says, right, that Hakamas HaMishkan is considered L'sha'a. Right? If HaKamas HaMishkan is considered L'sha'a, so then, Kam Dina of the Night of Yehuda. Maybe the Night of Yehuda is right. They Mechayim Skila on the parasol, on the umbrella. And then it writes, that some Sefer has a raya from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that where it says, Kevin that says, Al Pi Hashem Ya'anot, Gesosav Nasuvnos Bin Komotami, so Zokba, Shvisas HaShabbos, Eino Makra'as Lomar, Bishnozeh Eino Binyin L'Shabbos. The Yerushalmi is not saying that it's not for Binyin L'Shabbos. Rather, Shema Yishet Poyt Ha'arizal Pirish, And he starts getting into Hibishibi land of Kabbalah. He goes in the Arizal, Mishim Shemachom Bachum Shahayu Chonim Bamidbar Hayashem Avir Eretz Yisrael Avaham Mikdash. Al Kain Choshav Soser Amas Mudnei Spin Kaimayim. Zachvi Shmises HaShabbos. I think it's an interesting mahalach. Right? Azoy. The Gemara in Laman Aleph Amud Beis is not talking about whether it's a permanent act or a not permanent act. We're talking about where is the tikkun. Is it Soser Amas Mudnos Bimkomo, or Soser Amas Mudnos somewhere else? The answer is that the Mishkan is always in the same place. Because wherever the Mishkan is, Zok the Arizal has the status of Eretz Yisrael. So when the Mishkan is in Yatvasa, when the Mishkan is in Kadesh, when the Mishkan is, right, go through the Memphis Masai, all the Olosh, Rafidim, wherever the Mishkan is, it's in Eretz Yisrael. It's in the same place, wherever it is. So it's Soise Alpi Hashem Yahanu means it's in the same makom. It might have been, the issue over there is not temporary versus permanent. That the issue of Laman Alpha and Beis is it Soise Alnas Lubnais Bim Kaimai or Shalom Bim Komo? Is it here, the location of there? And it's always in the same place. Another easier way to say this is based on the Kabbalah idea of Alpi Hashem. You have to remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Memochal HaAretz Kibodo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, right? They taught us this in nursery school. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, right? The idea, again, whether or not Negro would agree with that song, and whether that song only reflects the Alter Rebbe's understanding of Tzimtzum is like advanced nursery studies. But the assumption is that all the Gemara Laman Aleph is saying is that's considered the same makom. That, I think, is one approach. Again, Babosa, right? We have a problem. Opinion 1 in Yerushalmi is Alpi Hashem Yachanu is the Koveya. Opinion 2 in the Yerushalmi says, no, forget about Alpi Hashem Yachanu. It depends on whether I think I'm going to move and I have a Haftach Hashem I'm going to move. So I don't care about Alpi Hashem Yachanu for some reason. The Bavli on Laman Aleph uses Alpi Hashem Yachanu. The Bavli on Ayin Dalet is not using Alpi Hashem Yachanu. That's our stira. So one answer could be that on Laman Aleph we're only talking about location. And Alpi Hashem Yachanu basically means that the Mishkan was always in the same location, Melochol Eretz Kevodo, every place is Eretz Yisrael, like the Arizal. That's what the Shvises HaShavah says. However, there's another Mahalach Marai Rabotai that really gets us in the direction of a fundamental Yisrael by Kosher. One could argue that Kosher is fundamentally different than all other malachos. Now, this difference is most noticeable in the context of malacha she'ina miskayemes. In order to be chayyeh for a malacha, we have a mishnah on kuf beis amid beis that called la'osa malacha malacha miskayemes b'shabes. The same idea appears on kuf dalet that it has to be miskayim. And it appears by kosher. Kosher has to be a kesher shel kayama. But one could argue that the definition of miskayim by kosher is different than by everything else. Mashal mahadavar dome. If I write my name on Shabbos, and kavanosi is, right after I write my name, I want to erase my name. Is that going to be a malacha she'ina miskayemes? Or do I judge malacha ha-miskayemes based on, right, can this stand on its own? Right, generally speaking, on Shabbos, we assume that ksiva hamiskayemes means, like what they used to have in the TV show Inspector Gadget, right, that this note will self-destruct. This writing will be erased. That is ksiva she'ena miskayemes. But if I decide to erase the writing myself, the ha'ira, that is not ksiva she'ena miskayemes. No? That's the pashtus. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Reb Asher Weiss in his Shiurim in Simon Kehe,
actually spends a lot of time on this idea about the geder of malacha miskayeves. The Rambam writes in Perek Tes of Shabbos, halacha chaf gimel, let's say there's a malacha tzoveya, and if I put ink on metal, so you have to figure out, is that tzoveya hamiskayeves or tzoveya she'ena miskayeves? So the Rambam writes some expression that if it will get erased over time, so that is not going to be miskayemes. Then later on in that same Rambam,
erased
on its own. Right? So it sounds like from that line it's going to be erased on its own. Let me read you this Rambam. Perek Tes Halachim Yud Gimel. Ein hatzovei chayim, I create seva hamiskayem. Avot seva she'enu miskayem klav. Kigo, shehevir sarah, go sheshar, david baraz, alon nechoshes, v'tzeva o potter. If it's seva she'enu miskayem, I put like, sheshar on top of nechoshes, maybe Ari can explain to me what sheshar is, I have no idea. So, if some died, I put it on copper, so I'm potter. Why? Shehare atoma aviro l'shaito, v'inu sovei akon. So the Minchas kind of jumps up and down. It says, Atoma Aviro Shaito, you're going to remove it. That's not the pshat. Miskayim Eino Miskayim means, does the malacha last? Right? If I decide to remove it, that doesn't do anything. So the Minchas kind of basically says that's like a mistake in the Rambam. He doesn't mean Atoma Aviro. And the standard approach is that by all of malachos, it is only called Eino Miskayim if it will not last. There's one exception. Kosher. Kosher aminas lahatir. If I tie my shoelaces and I'm going to undo it, right, when, again, you have to look in Shingon Zayin Sibah, what they're given on Maron Kindness in terms of at what time, but if it's a knot that's meant to be undone, right, meaning I will undo it, that's called Kesher She'en Neshal Kayom. The knot itself could last forever. Kishela Asmo. Nor must I have in mind to undo it. That makes it a kesher she'eino shel kayomah. That is something that is unique to malachos of kosher. Perhaps it's true by Urim also. But all other malachos, kosher, tzoveya, when I speak about eino miskayin, it means that the thing will disintegrate. Not that I will undo it. That's what Ora the Pshat. The Hezra Hadavar probably is that Kosher and Oreg are malachos of Chibur. The idea is that I knot things together, I keep them together. The whole Yisrael HaMalachas, I'm holding it together. Kim to gain, that if I tie something together but I have in mind to undo it, I never created a Chibur. And that's why it's going to be potter. As opposed to malacha tzoveya, kosher, it's not about a keyboard, right? It's about adding color, writing letters, whatever it is. So then the kahai gavna, you're going to be chayiv, even though you have in mind to undo it. In kainim hadavarim, we can suggest, says Rav Asher Weiss in Simin Pehei, says our dear beloved friend in the Gemara Sefer in Simin Chafal, place Aleph. They both say Shnei Neviim Shnavim B'Signal Nechad. They both say the same type of Yisod, beautiful Yisod, that maybe this for inference, the Stira in the Gemaras. The Gemara on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis is praving based on Alpi Hashem Yachanu. And the Gemara says, oh, because it's done Alpi Hashem, therefore it's Kavua. The Gemara on Ayin Dalid is assuming, no, it's considered Eina Kavua. What about Api Hashem? I'll tell you what. Because Ayin Dalet is talking about kosher. Kosher has a different definition of what's considered kavua than everything else, no? One, just like I see by kosher that when I undo it, that makes it anal kavua. By kosher also I see, right, that the Alpi Hashem does not make it kavua, even though Alpi Hashem would make it kavua by every other malacha, but by malacha of kosher, Alpi Hashem does not make it kavua. This answers the stira in the Gemara. Remember, two opinions in Yerushalmi, a stira in the Bavlis between Laman Aleph and Ayin Dalet, which one I hold like. The Teretz is, kosher is different than everything else. Now this might work in the Bavli, but our Kirchhoff, this is not going to work in the Yerushalmi. Because when we learned today, we began with the Yerushalmi, we saw exactly the same Yerushalmi as the same two opinions by Baina and by Kosher. According to Vishtiko Torah, right, you can't say the same thing. Now, Morei Rabotai, just the last way of looking at this is as follows. What is the din of kesher she'ino shel kayoma?
A knot that is not a permanent knot. Is that a chesoron in the din of einam miskayemes b'chol melechas Shabbos? Or is that a special din in kesher? Right, what we're trying to argue is that kesher she'ino shel kayoma is a special din in kesher. It's not a din, right, anywhere else. This lecha ayra should be tamay in the tshuva the Avni Nezer Simin Kuf Pei Gimel that maybe we'll discuss next time. Look at the Avni Nezer. It points out a famous machlokas between the Balei HaTaisis, Rabbeinu Yavo and the Rabbeinu Tam disagree about when you put on tefillin every day, do you have to make a new kesher on your tefillin? The Torah writes, "Ukshartem la'isa yodva." You have to make a new knot? But making knots in tefillin, not so easy, no? One of the things from Yitzchak Homer is supposed to know, doesn't know how to make a knot in tefillin, doesn't know how to check a sheet in night, you're supposed to know how to sign your name on a get and the like. But those are the Gemara Kulin says, these are like the three skills that Talmid Yitzchak Homer should have. All of them are not as simple as they sound. But Rabbi Eliyahu and Rabbi Natan discuss whether you have to make a new knot in your tefillin every day, and the Avni Nezer and Simin Kuf Pei Gimel, Leis Aleph and Leis Hei, really talks about this, and this is relevant to whether it's a general din of kesher she'ena miskayem, whether kesher she'ena miskayem is a general din of miskayem b'chalas erev kula, whether it's a special halacha in kesher, and Shemir Tashem, next time we learn, tomorrow, maybe we'll pick up with this Avni Nezer. Okay, Chevra? Let's go down there.